Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia. This is going to impose severe costs on the Russian economy, both immediately and over time. We have purposely designed these sanctions to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies.
President Biden today condemning Russia's full-scale attack against Ukraine. Biden responded with heavy sanctions against Russia, freezing trillions in assets, cutting off banks from Western markets and export restrictions. But for Ukrainian Americans living here in California, well, this invasion feels personal and the latest chapter in a long history of Russian aggression against their country. Ernest Prokopovich lives in Calabasas and came to the U.S. from Ukraine as a refugee back in 1949. He was just 13 years old, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so you came right after World War II, the last time there was a, well, there was fighting on European soil of this nature. Does this moment feel familiar a little bit to you?
Unfortunately, it does. In fact, today there were some pictures, so to speak, that appeared in my memory again of some of the things that I have seen before I came to the States. You know, we left in 1944, so it was a long trek. And we went through some areas where there was fighting that we witnessed personally. And I remember one situation where there were some Jews lined up by a road, and they were being executed. Oh. And my father covered up with his hand my eyes so I wouldn't see it, but I saw it between the cracks. And to this day, I have a very, very vivid picture of this event.
Yeah. So you fled and you came here straight to the United States?
Well, it wasn't that straight. Our idea was to get out of the war area, and then our hope was that when the war ends, we would return back home. That didn't quite happen.
Right. You're still here. So Ukraine has been fought over throughout its history by major powers, and the Soviet Union had controlled Ukraine until, in the modern era, until it declared independence in 1991. Did you think when that happened you could return to Ukraine?
Well, me and my wife in 92, we took a trip to look at it, but also meet family. Parts of it, or some of them, weren't even born when we left. So I have four first cousins that I never met because they were a bit younger when we left. And this was quite an emotional moment to meet that close of a family for the first time.
I can imagine. Have you heard from them since this recent turn of events?
Well, I have. About 4 or 5 days ago, I received an email that things are getting tight and they have grave concerns. In fact, right before you called, I finished an email to them. I send it off, but I don't know whether I won't know for a while whether it will get there.
So Putin, before this invasion earlier this week, gave a long, fiery, rambly speech about how Ukraine has always been part of Russia, has always been part of the Soviet Union, and has never been independent. In fact, he said that Lenin created Ukraine. And I just want to play a little bit of that.
And as a result of Bolsheviks' policy, the Soviet Ukraine was created. And we have every reason to say now that it's Ukraine created by Vladimir Lenin. He is its creator and architect. And it's fully confirmed by the documents from the archives.
So basically, Putin is saying that Ukraine is Russian and is not an independent country, and therefore it belongs under the in the Russian sphere. What is your reaction to that?
Well, the reaction is that historically it's not true. Last time that Ukraine was independent, I believe, was in 1922. I think that unfortunately lasted only a couple of years. But Ukraine has endeavored and was successful at certain times to be independent.
So given what Putin said then and given the actions today, what are you thinking is going to happen to Ukraine?
Well, we hope for the best. But in reality, and Putin's already said it, that he wants to install a new government. So he's going to install somebody that is Russia-friendly. And this already happened once in the current state of Ukraine's independence, and that's when Yanukovych was president. If you remember, he's the one that was chased out by the people. And Putin visited him in Ukraine frequently, and he visited Putin frequently. They were working very closely. He made no friendships with Western leaders. And when George Bush offered to support Ukraine in making them a member of NATO, he declined and said, "I am going with Russia." And the result of this, if you recall, there was a revolution.
There are many Americans who wonder why we are involved here. What interest is it of the United States to be involved in a Russia-Ukraine fight? And they see, well, this will only result in higher gas prices for Americans. What do you say to your fellow Americans who are looking at this and wondering why we should care about Ukraine?
Well, you know, the world situation is certainly influenced by the price of oil, no question about it. But there's much more to the world situation than just oil. What happens is that Ukraine falls, and if it falls quickly and easily, Putin will get the appetite to bring back the Baltics under the Russian reign, and also Poland, the so-called Warsaw Pact nations. So what we are doing by not responding properly, we are making Russia bigger and stronger, and that will create more calamities for us.
And is there a Ukrainian community that you are in touch with now here in Southern California? And
yes.
What are they doing to try to help their friends and relatives back home?
Well, you know, this this is something that just happened a day or 2 days ago, and we will be standing by and see how we can help.
Okay. We will be standing by as well. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. It's great talking with you. That's Ernest Prokopovich. He lives in Calabasas, and he is a Ukrainian refugee. He left that country a long time ago in 1944 when he was just 8 years old, arriving here as a 13-year-old. Coming up, at least 7 million Americans are immunocompromised, while loosening mask requirements means they might have less freedom. That's next on Press Play.